Welcome to Dish Nation. The votes have been counted, and I'm here to say that I accept the win as president-elect of the United States of America.
What? Oof. Congratulations.
I solemnly swear as your president to no longer be a petty Betty and listen to all the Africans in America I work with.
Gary, what the heck are you talking about?
Well, Sherry, now, we haven't always seen eye to eye, but you will indeed be a part of my cabinet.
Oh, nice. Oh, and Gary, what the hell? You didn't even run. You weren't even running.
Excuse me, niece, honey. Physically. I'm the librarian Canada, okay? Now, I was the
librarian. Wait, what now?
Wait,
libertarian?
Well, you know what
That's
I mean.
That's what you mean? Oh, okay. Okay, well, sir. Never mind. You go to the library and read, Gary.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we definitely have a new president-elect, and it damn for sure is not Gary with the T. Okay? Now, let's give it up one time for our new president-elect, Joseph R. Biden, and the first woman, first person of color, first person who is South Asian descent, HBCU graduate, first vice president ever to wear Timberlands. Wow. Madam Vice President-elect Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Joe Biden.
The road has been long, man. Lord did it. And after four long days of counting over 161 million votes, more votes than any election in American history, the dynamic duo won, and folks in many cities were in the streets dancing and having types of celebrations.
Yes.
And your favorite celebs was out there, too, like Chrissy Teigen and Ja Legend. They took to the streets of West Hollywood, and they celebrated with a victory lap. And they was dancing, waving to the loud, large crowds through the sunroof of their SUV. They was getting it in.
You know what? Hilarious. They sitting up there looking like Freaknik. That's what they sitting up there looking
like. Well, you know what, Portia?
Yes.
Speaking of Freaknik, Tiffany Haddish was giving friends a little victory peep show as she danced in front of a window with a cigarette in hand, popping that thing to Common and John Legend's Oscar-winning song, Glory.
And in Boston, Jennifer Lawrence was spotted running down the street rejoicing. She couldn't get enough.
That girl almost whipped her neck off.
Ms. Lawrence
There was one celebrity that was filled. This woman here was so filled with joy, she had to take it to the church. Check it out.
It's time to give God some praise. Come on with me, Sister Harris. Come on. Come on, Sister Harris. Yes.
Where'd you dress up in Judy's closet, baby? Is that a dress and a wig, honey?
That is a dress and a wig. And I had, I was in her closet. Yes, I had to do something celebratory for this historical moment. I had to give God some praise, honey.
You did.
Listen, Brad. After watching that video, I feel like everybody was baptized by the junk.
Yeah.
I mean, we was feeling it.
You know what's so crazy is that I think all of us have been watching MSNBC, CNN, like 24 hours a day.
Yes.
And I had just told my makeup artist, I said, you know what? Let's just have this little hour of glam to ourselves. We turned to another movie. As soon as I turned, that's when he was elected. My mom came downstairs screaming to the top of her lungs. I'm like, oh my God, something's going on, PJ. She said, we got a new president, bitch. I'm like, what? Biden is in the building with Harris. I mean, like, we were screaming. I literally almost lost my voice. We were just that excited. Nice. Like, hope is back.
I was sitting there, and literally as a mother of a black son, it was so much relief in my body, because not that racism is over, but at least I looked at my son and said, we got a fighting chance. You know, with this new president in office who wants to go back to decency and kindness. So for me as a mother, it just was such a relief on my heart. That's what I was
going through. Yes, honey. Mm-hmm. We voted for humanity, honey. Thank you, Jesus.
Humanity, Mom.
Yes.
All right, y'all. It's time for another.
Okay.
Oh, This one is like living on the edge. Like, oh my gosh. So anyway, the Lord Scott Disick, or that's what he calls himself, has another tenderoni in his life, y'all. Now, rumor has it is that the reality star is whining and dining another pretty little young thing. And when I say young, I mean like really young. Like, this could have been on my baby report. Okay.
Wow.
This girl is only 19 years old. Her name is Amelia Hamlin. She is the daughter of Beverly Hills housewife Lisa Rinna. So here's the deal. Apparently, the two attended Kendall Jenner's Halloween birthday bash together. And then later on, they were spotted together slurping up some pasta together in a very, very intimate dating setting. So, I don't know. This is kind of weird to me. Like, Sherry, how do you Scott Disick is even meeting these young little girls? Like, how is this even happening? Because it was Sophia Richie, and now it's little young Amelia.
Lord Scott Disick is hanging around at these online school centers because this girl is 19 years old. He's almost 40 years old. What do y'all have in common except, you know, she's getting candy from the store? This is... if he wasn't a celebrity and it was my daughter, I'd be calling the police. I'm serious.
Now, Lisa Rinna and her husband, Harry Hamlin, do you think they're happy about this or do you think they probably got a problem with their little girl being with him?
Oh, hell no. There's no way in the world they're happy for this. I mean, like, history proves that Scott got enough Disick for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, so he ain't going to stop here at 19. It's going to be somebody else. I'm just saying, like, look at the tail of the tape. Scott Disick gets a round.
Yes, yeah, he does.
Well, moving on to some very sad news. This past weekend, the beloved host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, passed away at the age of 80. Now, Alex hosted Jeopardy for 37 years. I don't know if there's a person who has never seen Jeopardy, but for 37 years and has continued to do so even as he battled pancreatic cancer. Many celebrity fans, such as Viola Davis, she tweeted, "Rest in peace, Alex Trebek, a true, true gentleman and courageous hero. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest." This was the tweet by John Legend. He said, "I was obsessed with Jeopardy as a nerdy kid growing up in Ohio. I've loved and revered Alex Trebek since I can remember. What an iconic career. Rest in peace, Alex Trebek." What do y'all think?
Yes.
Rest in peace.
I mean, I think Alex Trebek and Jeopardy stretched across cultures because, I mean, not even trying to be funny, but there was people who were incarcerated who learned from watching Jeopardy. You know what I mean? Like, it served so many purposes for so many different people. Yes. And anytime like you want to try to feel semi-smart or compete from your couch, you'd watch Jeopardy.
Who doesn't remember screaming at the TV, "I do celebrities for 400? It's just like...
And I used to watch it with my grandmother. She would not miss Jeopardy or The Price is Right.
Aww. I was going to say, she used to watch... My grandmother used to watch Price is Right on one TV and Jeopardy on the other TV with the fork in the antenna. And she'd be like, that show is funny. Ooh, that boy funny. It's memories. He represents... Well, we here at Dish Nation would like to send our love to his wife and family. Rest in heaven, Alex Trebek. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Oh.
What? Is that Heidi? Is that Frank that I hear? Hey, guys.
Oh, yes. My favorite.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes. All right, guys, let's jump into it. Despite everyone breaking up during the pandemic, young lovebirds Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes are still going strong. The two superstars just added a furry addition to their lives named Tarzan, and he is so cute.
Oh,
I know. Look at the little face. Shawn posted a photo of the puppy along with a video of Camila loving on the dog in the backseat and refers to the dog as their son.
Beautiful. Look at him. Oh my God, I love it.
I'm looking at Tarzan, and that dog looks... Yeah. I know the dog is a puppy, but the dog looks like the same size as Camila. How do you feel about that dog?
She's very petite. She's very petite.
Yeah, Camila's little.
I love the name. The name is perfect, and Camila is a very good friend of mine, and yes, she is very, very tiny, and this dog is going to be ginormous when it is fully grown, so I can't wait to see this dog tackle my homie down. It's going to be great. Tarzan, go get it.
You don't do this. You don't do this until you get married.
No,
as a pre-run.
I need to see how you are.
No, because we're not at the commitment yet. See, whoever's idea was to get a dog is the one insecure in the relationship.
Ooh.
He's trying to hold on.
Ooh.
Because I got a cat with a woman once.
That's
and then
good.
She got the cat and we broke up. And then it was like, you know, cats live for a long time, longer than dogs.
Yeah.
So it was like 17 years later, she called me up and goes, "Hey, Frank, Poppy died." I'm like, "Wait, what? This has been 17 years." She wanted that connection.
Who's Poppy? Bro. Did we go to college?
I'm like, "Your dad's dead." She's like, "No, that was our cat."
All right, you guys. Fans are giving Carrie-Anne Inaba a hard time on this season of Dancing with the Stars. Word on the street is that she's being bullied for unfairly judging contestant Caitlin Bristow. Fans believe that Carrie-Anne is being a little bit hard on the former Bachelorette because Carrie-Anne used to date her partner, Artem Chinyshevich. And during a recent episode of The Talk, Carrie-Anne opened up about the so-called bullying, and here's what she had to say.
"I'm getting bullied. Like, right now, it's about week 7, 8-ish of Dancing with the Stars. Right about this time, it's when people start to bully me because of the way I judge people. It's really interesting. I can't believe it still happens as adults. And I just want to tell people who are bully, it doesn't make me change the way I judge. I'm not about to change because you're trying to bully me."
Does it seem like Carrie-Anne is a little bitter, a little angry? What do you think, Frank?
Hell yeah, she was angry. No. She still loves Artem.
She
can't stand to see the little bachelorette being flipped around by him.
Carrie-Anne Inaba is kind, but she is very firm. She watches every little move. Now, us at home is going to watch that dance and go, "Why is she being so mean? I thought she did good."
Remember, when her and Artem dated, Artem is younger than her, it was a bad breakup because she wanted to be married to Artem, and they broke up.
Right.
And so now you got this young hottie. You know that girl was doing them dances looking at Carrie like, "I got this man. I got him." That probably set Carrie
I think the only way Heidi's going to understand if we put Heidi in the judge's chair and you saw your ex dancing with somebody else and you saw that kind of passion. Do you think you'd be all cool and impartial about your judgment?
Right.
I'm just picturing it and knowing my ex. That's just all hilarious to me.
Your ex dancing? It'd be line dancing, of course, but still.
Cadillac, boot scooting boogie.
Boot skating boogie.
Well, coming up, our boy Andrew Freund sat down with the one and only Ricky Martin, and he is there talking about his new movie, Jingle Jangle. Well, by God, it's a Christmas journey.
Yeah, I kind of guessed that.
We're going to have that and much more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. My guest today needs no introduction. He's a singer. He is an actor. He's a humanitarian. He's sold over 70 million records worldwide. He's the king of Latin pop. It's Ricky Martin, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on, man? How are you doing? So good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. So I guess my first question is what was it like working? I know you had to put on that mocap suit. Like, is that thing tight? Is it hot?
It is really tight and it's hot, but it was the first time I did it. So for me, it was like a brand new toy and let's do it and let's do it right. Cause I beat myself up like crazy if things don't go well. But then I had my director with me, always challenging me and pushing me to do different moves. And then the final outcome was amazing.
Okay, now I know that you wrote in your book that when you were starting your career, you were cognizant of your accent, but this role really embraces everything about you. What was that like?
It was beautiful because obviously when we start doing research, you know, bullfighting is big in Spain and in Colombia and in Mexico. So where are we going to go? Are we going to go Castilian? Are we going to go from, you know, the accent of Medellin, perhaps, you know, or Mexican? But at the end of the day, we were free to be who we are and create this unique identity on this little doll who for sure is super Machiavellic and he is manipulative and he's a liar and very stubborn.
It's foolproof.
You are proof that there are fools. Fools, 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 fools.
What do your kids think when they see you on TV? Because I know your twins are old enough. They know what you do, obviously. And, you know, you have younger kids. But what do your kids think about when they see you on TV?
Oh, Dad, this is really cool. The little ones, not yet. I am yet to press play with them in the room. And I just can't wait because when I was, you know, working on this character, I would scream the lines walking around the house randomly. And I would, you know, start singing the song and they would be like, "What? We lost our dad. He's crazy now." But at the end of the day, when I press play and they hear what I was doing, that's where the magic's going to come.
Okay, now, Ricky, I have a list of Spanish phrases, and I want you to help me. Tell me if I'm pronouncing them correctly. I want to basically get a Spanish lesson with Ricky Martin.
Bring it on.
Okay, first one, and I think you might recognize this. Te extraño porque vive en mi tu recuerdo.
Te extraño porque vives en mi recuerdo. I miss you because you still live in my memory of what used to be my memory. It's very beautiful, te extraño. I miss you because you still live in my memory.
Okay, second one. Te olvido a cada minuto lo intento. Intento.
Intento means intent, I try. So te extraño, I miss you and I try to forget you all the time. That's more or less what it's about. That song is very beautiful. It's one of my first solo ballads.
Thank you, Ricky. I thought the movie was so awesome. I appreciate you.
No matter who you are, no matter what you do, the magic lives inside of you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Newly married Cynthia Bailey was recently on Sarah Hyland's Lady Parts show to discuss the importance of access to birth control. Now take a look at Cynthia's answer when Sarah asked, what has access to safe and affordable birth control meant for you?
Oh, it was huge for me. I mean, again, grew up in the South. My mom didn't really talk to us a lot about sex. We didn't have the birds and the bees talk. Literally, once we were old enough to start our menstrual cycle, she put us on the pill.
Just straight away.
It was like, oh, you can have a baby now, so you take this every day. And honestly, I was on the pill for so long, I didn't even realize that I was old enough to get off of it if I wanted to. And that was her way of saying, I don't want you guys to get pregnant. And had we not gotten on the pill, because we didn't have a lot of information, I probably would have 3 or 4 kids now.
Okay, oh, wow. So Sherry,
right.
How do you feel about her mom putting her on the pill so young?
I think that probably she should have had a talk with Cynthia before she just put her on birth control. Cynthia didn't know anything about sex. She didn't know anything about the pill.
Right.
I wish that my mom would have talked to me about sex. My mother used to say, just keep your panties up and your dress down. Don't let every Tom, Dick, and Harry get between your legs. I'm like, I don't even know nobody named Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Well, Tom was Harry. I kind of empathize with you because my parents didn't tell me nothing about sex and look where I'm at now. So had they told me, I would have known that you don't go with him and you go with her. So it's just crazy.
Well, apparently they did well because you're not having sex right now. So
that's
true. Yeah.
The talk must have worked.
I think the worst thing that you can do is not talk to your children about sex, especially your daughter.
Is
because
everything.
You don't want her getting it from the streets, is what I'm saying, versus getting it from you.
Or now, for boys, it could be a little bit different. I learned from Teen Mom and Scrambled Spice. I think I did okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.